life called no life. It is specifically taught in Buddhism that death does not become life. Therefore, death is called no death. Life is a period of itself. Death is a period of itself. They are like winter and spring. We do not call winter the future spring, nor spring the future summer. He talks about life and death. But this life and death does not just mean the problem of life and death. By life and death, he means understanding of existence and non-existence, or unconditionality and conditionality. When you practice them, or purpose of religion, or goal of the religion is not to attain the some state of mind non-called non-existence. We want to attain enlightenment in the realm of both in the realm of non-existence and existence. This is a Buddhist way of understanding, a Buddhist way of practice. So, Nibbana is both existent and non-existent, and both not existent and non-existent. This is Nibbana. If I say in this way, you may feel very unusual statement, but it is not so. For an instance, he says here, it is not like in next paragraph, he says, we gain enlightenment like the moon reflecting in the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken. The moon, what does he mean by the moon? And what does he mean by water? The water, you say, the moon reflects on water. It is not only the moon that reflects on water. Everything will reflect on water. And what is the water and what is the moon or some other object which will reflect on water. Usually, we think if you see, as long as you see something on the water, as long as you see something on the water, you do not realize that there is water there. But when everything vanished, you will realize that there is water. When you arrive in this way, you know, what you see, what you feel, what you hear is you, according to understanding, that is your life. But when you do not see anything anymore, or do not hear anything anymore, you may say that is end of all, end of you. Nothing exists after you. do not see anything. Do not hear anything. That is usual understanding of life, maybe. So that is why you become very anxious. you become very uneasy when you think of your death, because you think you cannot, there is nothing exists after your death. And that is quite usual understanding. And some people may think if you that is quite ordinary understanding, but when you believe in some God or some heaven, you will not have this kind of anxiety. After death, you will go to heaven. even though you are various problems just in this world, if you attain enlightenment by your practice, you will find out where you go after your death. That is enlightenment, you may say. But this kind of understanding is not our understanding at all. Our understanding, according to our understanding, that the moon, exists. It means that the water exists. Because water exists, you can see the moon on it. If there is no water, you cannot see anything. That water exists means that the moon exists. If the moon does not exist, you cannot see water. In this parable, we say water, but by water, we mean unconditionality. And by the moon, we mean conditionality. Our life is conditionality of succession of conditionality of unconditionality. Conditionality, conditional experience of life is unconditioned state of a conditioned state of unconditionality. Do you understand? If there is no or unconditionality, there is no conditionality. When we exist here means something, you know, which is unconditional, and that we are unconditional being. Because we are unconditional being, we change according to the condition. Our life may change. So on the water, many things will appear. The same, it is the same thing with your life. Various experiences will come out in your life because your life is originally unconditional being. You are unconditional being. That is why you have various experience, including death. So, when you see nothing, what will exist is the original unconditionality will exist, still exist. It is the same thing, even though projector stops. Even though you cannot see any picture on film, on screen, when the projector stops. But film exists. By film, I mean unconditional being. Film is unconditional. That is why. Film is just white being. So on it is possible because it is white, pure white. It is possible to reflect various color on it and various form on it. But usually, after projector stop projecting the picture, you think there is no more picture. Yes, there is no more picture, but film exists. By film, we mean the unconditional, eternal being. And you cannot, but you cannot obtain, acquire a perfect denunciation or a perfect composure by just understanding, by just idea of unconditional being. Even though I say you are unconditional being, it does not make much sense. It is obvious that, logically it is obvious that we are unconditional being. Not only each one of us, but also various existence is unconditional being, just like a picture on the film. That which exists is the screen, but no one interested in the just white picture. But if I say that unconditionality is eternal present or now, you may be surprised. By unconditionality, Dogen Zenji means now, this moment. So, this unconditionality is the eternal being in which Buddha is, in which we live. But that is one eternal being and one eternal succession of present or now. This now, this moment, is where we should go after your death. You go to this eternal present, and you appear from this eternal, not from, you appear on this eternal present. And to obtain this eternal present, actually, is to practice death. So, in your practice, if you find out this nothingness, this not vacuity, but this eternal present, you will be, you have no more anxiety. But when you just thinking about it, you have still emotional anxiety. But if you actually feel or emotionally feel this present moment in your practice, you have no more intellectual anxiety and emotional anxiety. So you have perfectly free from the problem of birth and death. So when you reach this point, in Buddhism, now it is specifically taught in Buddhism that life does not become death. Life is, you know, one conditioned period. Life is conditional expression of unconditionality. Death is conditional expression of unconditionality. That is, unconditionality itself. So, we do not say life become death. Life and death is the same. For this reason, life is called no life. Life, what is life? Life is conditioned. Conditionality of unconditionality. So, this is unconditionality of death is conditionality of unconditionality. And life is also conditionality of unconditionality. So there is no difference. So in Buddhism we do not say life becomes death. It is specifically taught in Buddhism that death does not become life. Death does not become life because death is not something different from life. Death is conditionality of unconditionality, and life is conditionality of unconditionality. So it is the same thing. So we do not say death becomes death. Therefore, death is called no death. This no means emancipation or liberation. Why we put no means to point out the thing itself. It does not mean it is not negative. It is emancipation or to point out thing itself. This is death. Life is life, you know. When we point out something directly, we say no. Because when you say death, you are comparing death to death to life. We do not. When we reach this understanding, death is death, life is life, and death and life itself both are conditionality of unconditionality. So based on unconditional being, life is based on unconditional being, death is also based on unconditional being. If you see death through and through, if you understand what is death through and through, there is no more death, which life result when we say death period, that's all. No more life. When we say life, that is period. No more death. Death and life is the same thing. It is the just picture on the film, no, on screen. But when you see the picture, there is screen. You do not just hear, you do not just see, but without screen, there is no picture. So this no means emancipation or direct experience. Direct experience of death, direct experience of life. Life is period of itself. Death is period of itself. Death is death, and life is life. They are like winter and spring. When we winter is the unconditionality of the climate, the conditionality of unconditional climate, and summer is also some special season. Based on our various, based on one universal weather. So we do not call winter the future spring, nor spring the future summer. When we say spring, when there is no need, why we call it spring is we want to know whether it is warm or cold. When we say spring, if I say this is spring, summer, you will feel funny. Future summer or future winter. you feel as if you are going back winter. So when spring comes, you should feel very warm and you should feel very happy. That is why we say it is spring now. So it is ridiculous to say this is future winter. It is ridiculous to say life is future death. You may say death is future life. This statement gives you some hope. But not exactly. Still you have some, you know, anxiety. Until you see it. So, as your religion is based on this kind of understanding, it will not work. Even though you die, by the incarnation, you appear in this world. But someone will want to stop the incarnation. It's awful to be born, to come back in such a nasty, uncomfortable world again. It's much better to stay in heaven. This kind of understanding will not help you at all. So perfect composure or unperturbability of your life should be attained on each moment. Without just caught by conditioned state of life. Actually, conditioned state of life. Why we have many conditions is because we stop our because we have some particular understanding of death. You cannot stop your life. You are always changing into something else. Always. Incessantly. So, strictly speaking, there's nothing called now. Now is always going. To live in now means to live in eternity. So in our practice, we do not think anything. Just let ourselves go as we go. That is our way. you know, the atom has no weight or no size, as you know. It has no weight or no size. It is same thing with time. Time has no length. It is smallest particle, imaginable. So we can imagine how small it is. There is no such thing exist. You say the atom is smallest particle of material, imaginable, but imaginable. That is just theory. There is no such thing exist. If so, we do not exist. What exists is unconditional being. Is exist. One unconditional being exists. If you want to attain liberation in the realm of time or space, there is no other way to explain in this way. But at the same time, it means we should not try to attain liberation by the idea of good or bad, long or short. The only way is to understand our life in terms of being or non-being. Good or bad, in terms of, just we understand the material by the idea of atom. That is just idea. That is just some way to of understanding of life. But actually, those way is just way. It does not mean, it means something, but that this understanding means is one big unconditional being, not particular, trivial event. It is same thing to divide big thing in various ways. You can cut one radish in various ways. How to, according to the skill of the person who cut the radish, it, you know, looks very beautiful. But actually, what exists is one big radish. When we reach this kind of understanding, I think we have understood what Dogen Zenji meant by Genjo Koan. All the koan is to mean means of explaining our life. Even though we say attainment or we say life, we should not be glad. Even though we say ignorance or death, we should not be disappointed. That is just an explanation of our life. Life does not change. We gain enlightenment like the moon reflecting in the water. The moon does not get wet, nor is the water broken, although its light is white and bright. The moon is reflected even in a puddle, an inch wide. The whole moon and the whole sky are reflected in a drop of dew in the grass. This kind of, wonderful composure, absolute meaning of our life, will be realized when we reach this understanding. There is no more big or matter of no more problem of big or small. Each moment of our life is one expression of conditionality of one unconditional being. It is not matter of long or short. According to some psychologists, the moment, our one moment for us is 3 or 6 seconds in is for us one moment when we say, I see something. That means that image will stay in your mind in vivid state 3 or 6 minutes. That's all. After 3 or 6 minutes, it will turn to some idea. So direct experience stay 3 to 6 minutes only. Not me, second. But 3 or 2nd, we cannot say 3 or 2nd, strictly speaking. In that 3 or 6 seconds, the moment you see, we don't know. So there's no length in the moment. When you see something, there's no length of time. It is not even 1 second. But in that moment, the object you see will be clear and genuine. But in next moment, it will, change into something which is not so accurate to you. So this moment or this world we say, but what is this world? So it is silly to to try to find out something in our conscious world. Here he says, there is no more problem of good or bad, long or short. The moon is reflected even in puddle, in inch wide. The moon, the whole moon and the whole sky are reflected in a drop of dew in the glass. We cannot say the moon is bigger than a drop of dew. It is the same. It is one period of our life, long or short, 3 or 6 minutes, it's one period of our life. And 70 or 80 years of our life is also one period of life, which is long and which is short. You cannot compare the way of understanding is different, but the life you understand originally the same. There is no particular life for us. We are just expressing our unconditional being, which is universal to everyone. So that is why we say, even though you are eating the Zen. That is unconditional being. When you sit, of course, you are unconditionality itself. But before you have some experience of unconditionality of the being, you cannot accept it. Even though you do not have this experience, it is better not to try to attain enlightenment somewhere else. You will be lost. And it is obvious that you cannot attain absolute composure by comparing this world to other world. It is useless. It means nothing. If you find out there is no other way to attain enlightenment, even though it is hard, we should attain the absolute attainment by right practice. If you do so, sooner or later, you will attain. Even though you do not attain, you can practice your way with conviction. Do you understand? If you practice it with conviction, that practice works. Even though it does not work, it's all right. It is working actually, but you do not think, you yourself do not think that is not working, but actually it is working. That is our practice. So there is no problem in our practice. So whether you attain enlightenment or not, it's a secondary problem. The first of all, you should stop comparing this world to the other world, this moment to the next moment. We should live in eternal presence. Here we have eternal life in its true sense. No one can deny this eternal life. We mean. And no one can ignore it. If they ignore it, they will be sympathized. By us or he is wondering about, he's just caught by one side of the view of life, existence or non-existence. When life is existent and non-existent, conditional and unconditional. That's all.